your most unbiased and trusted biker news now at HarleyLiberty.com. Founded in 2012, Insane Throttle Biker News has been the place that all bikers come for what's happening in the scene. Go over now and bookmark HarleyLiberty.com. Rock on!
And rock on, baby. It's Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Before we get going, I want to welcome our new throttle members. Yeah, throttle members, baby, to the club. Lady Ironhead, Little Mama, L Dog, Donna, Harm. Hell yeah, man. We're getting some good stuff over here. Then, of course, Long Rider, Wesley, and BP. If you want to join the Throttle Club, you can do so right there on YouTube, man. Get a lot of extra benefits that non-members get, like Zoom. We're going to be having a monthly Zoom chat. Yes, you have to have a video access, like a webcam or something, to get on Zoom. You need to do it on your phone, too, I believe. We'll be talking about what's going on in the scene, how it can get better, how the show can get better, and also member-only live streams and community tab stuff. A lot of stuff, man. It's going good. Really appreciate the support. It's good stuff, man. It's to get the community more tight-knit and, you know, get out there and interact. But anyway, a lot of news today. A lot of news, man. And they call motorcycle club gangs. Wait till you see this one story out of Miami-Dade where law enforcement, yeah, into the dope business, man. And like I said, don't throw rocks. Don't throw rocks. But there is one sad story and one thing that brings a lot of attention on clubs, and it's no good. No good. That shooting down in New Orleans, or the attempted, they actually charged him with attempted murder. Sad state of affairs, man. He was wearing a club vest, it looks like. They just said black vest, but all you had to do was look on his profile, and you can see he was a member of a motorcycle club. That's not good for us, man, because that just gives them one more check mark to mess with us. Well, not with us, but with, well, yeah, bikers in general. Bikers in general, I'll have to argue, just not with clubs. Sad thing is, if somebody gets stupid and does something in a motorcycle club, it does affect everybody and law enforcement's attitude towards us. I've been doing this since, what, Harley Liberty 2012, and that's all I have ever talked about was the actions of a few affect the many. And it's more true now than ever before, because you're seeing it actually on the street. You're seeing it actually in the attitudes of people have towards club members. And like I said before, I don't know if it's just the internet that brings it out more than it used to, but it is out there, man. A lot of support being lost with clubs. It was interesting. BD did a video the other day, our motorcycle club's gangs. Well, you know, my argument has always been, let's face it, I grew up in Chicago. Yeah, I was in a street gang. And it's a lot more organized than the gangs here in Chicago, at least. They are the kings of the kings here on the streets. Motorcycle clubs are not. And I've always argued that clubs are not on the same level as a street gang. And you know what? People actually got pissed at me for saying that. But I speak the truth. You don't got clubs going out there and trying to be big time gangsters. Now, some of them front, as we say. Yeah, they puff up the chest, they have a couple, they got the numbers and stuff. You know, some might want to be gangster, but they're really not. When you're confronted with, especially out here in Chicago again, now I'm going to speak locally, with the gangs, yeah, those numbers don't mean nothing to a MAC-10. or they don't mean nothing to a fully automatic AK-47 or a Tech 9. They do not play here in Chicago on the streets, man. And you can see that in the news around the country. You know, it's Chi-Rock here. And clubs don't do that type of stuff. Yeah, you have certain individuals, like I said, that try to pump the chest up. And one person got mad at me on BD Stream, where I said, you know, everybody talks about 1% this, 1% that. That don't matter when you're here in Chicago. That doesn't matter one iota here in Chicago. You know, you got LKs, man, out there that are ruthless. Ruthless. You got vice lords that are freaking ruthless. That stuff don't mean nothing to them. So there's two different types of realities that people have to understand when it comes to this stuff. Yeah, cops are saying that motorcycle clubs are gangs. Well, of course they are, because it helps their budget. And people, you know, especially after all the media that's came out of Hollywood, it puts that in the light to citizens, so that's what they know. And the cops use that to their advantage to make bikers look bad. You know, every time you see an article or something that even we do, it don't involve more than, you know, three or four people. It don't involve the numbers that they claim it involves. And like I just said, you have an article coming up here where it is obvious what they were doing. And it's like always calling the kettle black when it comes to this type of stuff. And that's why we do Corey Graff's Wall of Shame, is to add some context. Hey, everybody does something bad. Now, do I believe that because these cops were involved in that and this cop was doing that, it's all cops? No, I don't believe that. If I did, that'd be a hypocrite of me. Because I'm always saying one or two guys in the club scene doesn't make everybody else what they're doing. So I'd be a hypocrite in saying that's the case, because it's not. You got this one guy doing one thing that's a cop, or this guy. You can't say the whole damn department's bad, even though I've had a lot of bad experiences with cops. You know what? Most of my experiences have came out of Chicago. Now, Chicago is a whole different story, like I said. Just like I bet it's in New York, L.A., all the major big cities, the cops are a lot different than they are, say, in a small town or at the county level. In Chicago, when I was growing up, you were looking at 80s and then 90s. Basically, when I was real active was 80s and early 90s. The cops were something else, man. You know what? You could do whatever you wanted. Just hand over that freaking envelope. That's all it was. And if you didn't hand over that envelope, then there was problems. And, you know, a lot of cops were on the dirt, man. A lot. And that's why I can't stand the hypocritical crap that comes out of some of these cops. Again, I'm not going to say all bad, you know, all cops are bad. No, I'm not. But I'm also not going to sit there and have a beer with you either. You know, there's a line that you do not cross, and I've always believed in that. Nowadays, modern times, people don't think that way. But I'll always keep that with me, because the experiences I had in life, you'd never cross that line. And what happened in New Orleans, and you know what? I was the first one when them people got killed out in L.A. to say, you know what? You don't do that kind of crap. You don't. Everybody knows you never take down a cop, because it's going to bring all kinds of freaking heat down on you. That's why it ain't done. It ain't. Unless you got dirt on him, you didn't extort and say, hey, man, you know, this guy was in the underworld. He was a part of this. You know, it's no holds barred. But you don't go after innocent cops, man. What the hell is wrong with you? I know this country's all screwed up right now, and it really is. And tomorrow is the biggest election in U.S. history. And hopefully you guys get out there and vote, man, because you got a choice between communism, socialism, and Americanism. That's all I can tell you. That's your freaking choice. So I don't want to, you know, go off on that tangent. I'm already going to be talking about that tonight on the Hollywood and China Doll show. So go over there and check that out. But it is a really big state of affairs, boy. It really is. That this is all going on. But let's get to these stories that I was talking about. That was my monologue. Let me know what you guys think and all that good jive, man. So let's get going.
Get your most unbiased and trusted biker news now at HarleyLiberty.com. Founded in 2012, Insane Throttle Biker News has been the place that all bikers come for what's happening in the scene. Go over now and bookmark HarleyLiberty.com. Rock on.
Hi, this is China Doll from Hollywood and China Doll Evening Show. Join us Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube for some fun times and very interesting entertainment. See you there, boys.
Okay, a little different right there. You'll see the OBS studio. I'm just going to do that right now. NOLA.com, and this is the article I was telling you about. NOPD, that's a New Orleans police department officer's accused shooter, was booked into jail's mental ward. Bail set at $1.5 million. Danielle Hassel faces two counts of attempted murder on a police officer. I believe he served in Iraq. We'll find out more, but I do know, after looking at his Facebook thing, and you can too, you need to go and look at his Facebook profile. He was wearing club colors, and he was a president of one. The Georgia man suspected of shooting up a New Orleans police patrol SUV in the French Quarter on Friday, striking an officer in the face, was transferred from a hospital to the parish's jail mental health ward late Saturday. Investigators booked Danielle Hassel, 44, with two counts of attempted murder of police because there were two officers in the cruiser he allegedly targeted. Criminal court records show he would receive a minimum of 20 years and a maximum of 50 years in prison on each count if ultimately convicted and as accused. Orleans Parish Magistrate Court Commissioner Robert Blackburn set Hassel's bail at $1.5 million on Sunday afternoon. Hassel, who did not appear for the brief bail hearing, was being housed at the New Orleans Parish Lockup Mental Ward. Public Defender's Office Attorney Lauren Anderson said in court, neither Anderson nor Blackburn elaborated on why Hassel was being detained in that section of the jail. Let's see what this video has to say. This one's on YouTube. And what we're watching is a surveillance video of supposedly what's going on. There's the police car. And the shots are being fired. You just see the smoke coming up. And it's really blocked. But it does show somewhat of what was going on. Again, that one's on YouTube. According to police, Hassel was wearing a black motorcycle vest while riding in the block or back of a pedicab across Royal Street on St. Philip Street when he suddenly fired a pistol into a marked police cruiser at the intersection at about 4:30 p.m. Friday. The unsuspecting pedicab driver crashed into a sidewalk in panic, fleeing for cover when Hassel ran off. Officer Trevor Abney, 31, was struck in his left cheek just below the eye. Blasts from the shattered driver's side door of the cruiser cut the arm of Officer Brooke Duncan. My God, man, what the hell is wrong with you people? Now they're going to say insanity or something with the plea. Officers chased them six blocks to the intersection of Decatur and St. Peter Streets near the Joan of Arc statue. They obtained that surveillance video, which I showed on the YouTube and Facebook side of things. Check that out. He hid behind the wall of a building, then tried to run again as officers got closer. He suddenly dropped to his right side, raised his arm, and when handcuffed. You know, he's lucky they didn't shoot his ass right there. But, you know, with what's going on around this country, man, you know what? Even though he shot at him, they would have rioted because they got taken out. Nevertheless, he was taken to the hospital to be evaluated because they didn't hurt him. If that was Chicago, it would be a different story. Officers said that recovered a discarded gun near where Hassel was arrested that they suspect he used to shoot at Abney and Duncan. They searched his hotel room about a half a mile away from the site of the attack, as well as a motorcycle with Georgia plates that he apparently brought with him into town. Authorities have not publicly discussed the potential motive, but here it goes. If you look on, it says right here, if you look at the social media profiles under his name, and those that mention him also describe him as the president of a motorcycle club based out of Augusta, Georgia, and they contain pictures of him wearing a black leather vest similar to the one on the video of his arrest. So he was wearing his colors with that. Court documents show that Hassel was previously enlisted in the Army and fought in the Iraq War. Maybe PTSD, you know, we'll see. Coincidentally, then it says fought in Iraq with the Army National Guard. He served St. Tammany Fire Protection District number 11 based in his hold down. Before joining the U.S., that's talking about the cops that were serving or that were shot at. Now, let's go over to New Zealand. Here we go over there. Tridesmen in here, they go in that. It's funny, they're using that, and I'm talking about what the cops did, and you'll see that coming up. A tridesman gang member killed in North Canterbury crash. A tribesman gang member is dead after a motorcycle crash in North Canterbury. The man was riding in a convoy with about 70 other members of the gang when his Harley-Davidson collided with an oncoming car. Ooh, sad state of affairs. He did die at the scene. About 80 tribesmen gang members from all over the country rode into Christchurch on Friday as part of a national gathering. They stayed at the Heartland Hotel Cotswold after being rejected by at least two others for accommodations. Oh, that's beautiful. Reject everybody. On Saturday, members of the gang were seen riding in mass in Christchurch. They drove past Christchurch Men's Prison, where many of the local chapter, including President Elder Brown, are in custody. It's thought there was also a patching ceremony for new members at the weekend. Detective Inspector Michael Ford said police learned about a fortnight ago that tribesmen gang members were coming to Christchurch en masse. Additional staff, including some from the other police districts, were rostered on to keep a close eye on them. Unreal. You guys got it really bad over there. Now, interesting, you know, I kind of did this on the live for Bring It to the Table. And yes, Bring It to the Table is every Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have a good old time, man. The GoMotorRiders.com. Why do women fall for men who ride Harley-Davidson motorcycles? Now, to give you a little bit in-depth on this stuff, so I know there's a lot of videos that are asking why do women fall for bikers and all that stuff. Let's see what the Rub World has to say about this. A handsome man on a motorcycle is always a lovely sight for every woman. This is why men from the dating the biker dating scene are so successful with the ladies. However, not all motorcycle riders are equally popular with the fair sex. For example, most women will choose to date a guy on a black Harley-Davidson than someone who rides a racing bike. Oh my God, it's called a rocket, it's called a sports bike. You can already tell what's going on with this woman. These guys are often manly. I have to agree, we're manly. And then these are, you know, the reasons why women fall for bikers, according to her. Bikers are usually very capable. I have to agree. I'm agreeing on all these right now. Harley-Davidson bikes are perfect for road trips. Yeah, Harleys are good, you know, but there's other bikes out there. They are very protective of their women. You know, you have to agree on that one. A lot of people are that are bikers. These fellas look so good in their leather jackets, okay? They are risk takers, and bikers are rather good in bed. I agree with all these, man. But take a look at Bring It to the Table, where we talk about this. China Doll is actually on that from the Hollywood and China Doll show, and it was, let's just say it was a funny one at least. Now, let's go over to RedingEagle.com. Santa leads toy run to benefit Burke's Toys for Tots and Children's Home of Reading. You know, that's what I like about this time of year is all the toy runs and all the good that bikers are doing. I love it, man. This is, you know, my favorite time of the year. George Opperly has been leading the annual Eastern Pennsylvania toy run for more than a decade. Dressed as Santa Claus and riding in a Jeep, he guided the parade of motorcycles, Jeeps, and classic vehicles Sunday from the parking lot of Classic Harley-Davidson Burn Township to First Energy Stadium. Proceeds from the event benefit the Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program and Children's Home of Reading. Mrs. Claus passed away 2 weeks ago, he said, emotional. Oh, sorry to hear that, man. Apperly's wife, who is known to family and friends as Kathy, died at the age of 68. They were married 23 years. Oh, so sorry to hear about that. Oh, sorry. My man, I hate hearing that kind of stuff. Now, let's go to Miami-Dade. Officer arrested by FDA. Let's see what they have to say.
By the law after being arrested by federal authorities. Miami-Dade police confirmed the arrest was made this morning by agents from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. According to a CBS 4 News source, the officer is accused of protecting shipments of cocaine by escorting the drug throughout the county. A second CBS 4 News source confirmed the arrested officer works out of the Miami-Dade Intracoastal Police Station in Aventura. That second source also says another Miami-Dade police officer is being sought.
Oh, wait a second here. Actually escorting it in. They go on to say a Miami-Dade police officer is on the wrong side of the law after being arrested earlier Thursday morning by federal authorities. A Miami-Dade police spokesman confirmed one of their officers was arrested by agents from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. And this just shows you, Corey Graff's Wall of Shame brings all this out, man. You can't be hypocrites. You can't. We'll catch you. The source says the officer is accused of protecting shipments of cocaine. He's probably making some ton of freaking money on that, though, I have to tell you. Now, AG, here we go. Another sad state of affairs one. And this one, former Kaplan officer arrested for alleged child sex crimes, including first-degree rape. Unfreaking real.
A former Kaplan police officer is accused of multiple child sex charges. Investigators say 28-year-old Casey Huffman of Kaplan is charged with first-degree rape of a juvenile under the age of 13.
Oh, man.
As well as several counts of pornography involving juveniles under the age of 13. Huffman is in the Vermilion Parish Jail.
Oh, you're kidding, man. You know what? That just makes me sick. Oh, my God. Let's go to my final thoughts, shall we? Oh, my God.
Get your most unbiased and trusted biker news now at HarleyLiberty.com. Founded in 2012, Insane Throttle Biker News has been the place that all bikers come for what's happening in the scene. Go over now and bookmark HarleyLiberty.com. Rock on.
Hi, this is China Doll from Hollywood and China Doll Evening Show. Join us Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube for some fun times and very interesting entertainment. See you there, boys.
Okay, yeah, you actually seen that last one. Those are the ones that really get my goat, man. You know, the last one I think we covered was 48 counts. And I, you know, that's what I kept on asking, you know, where the hell is this world going to, really? Where the hell is it going? And I got to say that for the, you know, the first story as well. Why are you just walking up the cops? You know, the media in this country, and I actually seen a story on this the other day where the leftist media is worried about another civil war. Well, if one pops off, you caused it. You caused it with your BS lies, your BS propaganda of one political party. It was your fault. And now that, and it's funny also, they're boarding up all over the major cities right now. And Washington, D.C., one of the councilmen says, I've never seen this happen. Well, it's from your rhetoric. It's from what you caused. You know, take your medicine. Because it's being said that everything in the... If you're in a major city, I'd get out if I were you. I'd get out or have some supplies or a nice freaking 12-gauge with you. Because that's what you're going to need come Tuesday night, Wednesday. It's just going to be a sad state of affairs here. And then you got states like Pennsylvania that are actually saying, oh, it's going to take a couple days to count the votes. Why? So you to do something when you see wins? You know, that is what upsets me with a lot of people. And again, I talk about this on the Hollywood and China Doll show tonight, where they don't understand, or they're just ignorant, or you know what, they like to be led around by their peckers. What can I tell you? I don't know. But one thing is for sure, people are dumb. They vote, you know, they waste their votes by voting DNR. Look at the person. Do your freaking research on the subject before you get into all that stupid stuff. But anyway, that DEA thing down in Miami-Dade, man, he was actually escorting the stuff. You know, he's probably making some big money each shipment, probably about $200,000-$300,000 on a shipment just to, you know, to get it going across lines. So, you know, the DEA busted him up. And that's the same stuff that, you know, officers claim that motorcycle clubs do. You can't keep on calling the pot or the kettle black, whatever the hell that saying is. You can't. Because you got people out there doing the same thing. So why don't you treat it on a case-to-case basis instead of labeling the whole damn club a gang? How do you do that? Now, I gotta admit, some club members, they're idiots. They make the club look bad. And I'd even argue that they're not real brothers, because if they're real brothers, they wouldn't bring all that damn heat on a club for personal gain. I've said that time and time again. Why would you want somebody as a brother that does that type of stuff? You know, what most of the stuff, especially with the bigger clubs, That reputation was gotten during the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It is just not like that anymore. Now it's on an individual level. It ain't a big grand conspiracy where you got, you know, every opportunity to use RICO if you want. That is not the way it works. Nobody wants to do the time anymore. Nobody wants, you know, to get caught on freaking camera, because there's cameras everywhere. The technology and the forensics makes it almost impossible to do anything. Unless you're really damn freaking smart and you really got some money. Why do you think they catch people left and right all the time? It's the technology. Bikers are not stupid. They're not stupid at all. They know this, and they know it's not worth it anymore to spend 30, 40 years in the joint. So stop labeling them as all criminals, and maybe, I'll stop doing the wall of shame. Well, that's never going to happen, but, you know, yeah, that's never going to happen. I really like Corey Graff's wall of shame, and I know all you guys do out there as well, but we're going to keep on highlighting the same stuff every day that, you know, you claim that clubs do. And I'd have to say that you guys do friggin' worse, man, some of your people. You know, the sex crimes, the robberies. You guys do a lot of stuff that's worse than what you claim club members do. That's irony right there, and that's hypocrisy right there. You know, just like this last two stories. Again, you got one freaking roadblocking for probably tons of freaking cocaine, and then you got another one arrested who was 28 years old on a minor. Come on, man. That's just freaking crazy. So, tonight on Hollywood and China Doll, we're going to be talking about, you know what, this is the most important election of our lifetimes. I really believe it's a choice between socialism, communism, and Americanism, man. You know, are you going to put America first and or not? You're going to go with the socialists? You know, that's up to you, man, but you got to get out there and vote. You got to put these media people in their place. Enough's enough. They're destroying this country. So you got to get out there and make your voices known. Also, if you want to join the Throttle Club, get on over to YouTube and hit the join button. It's all over on videos you watch on the main channel. You can join. You get special perks that others will not. Don't forget to go over there and listen to us on Spotify and iTunes and all that good stuff. If you want to help the show out, you can do so by becoming a member of the Throttle Club or on the Cash App, $MotorcycleMadhouse. Appreciate all the donations, man. You guys rock and roll, man. You're really helping the show out since all these new rules have been put in place by YouTube and the other social media platforms. We love you to death. I'll talk to you later. Adios.